You're welcome back to This Week. I'm joined now in studio by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, and by the editor of the Business Post, Daniel McConnell. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that was the best debate that we've seen so far.
Good man. Well done, David.
Well, probably because David was redundant for large parts of it, as both candidates quite clearly wanted to have a chat between each other. Mm. Many of the themes were familiar to us, but there was really, it was the exchange between them. I'm not sure that of itself, it will change the dial of the presidential election campaign. But I think we learned something, and that is that if you're looking at Heather Humphreys, she's now far more combative. It's also illustrative of the fact that she feels she has to go to, not on the attack, but certainly putting pressure on Catherine Connolly, because Catherine Connolly is the front runner. And you could see that in spades. It was also noticeable that it wasn't just Heather Humphreys. Catherine Connolly was very quick to come in and say, no, I'm not anti-European, I'm just questioning. I know I'm not anti-business. Not that that was said by Heather Humphreys, but it was suggested by Heather Humphreys. So it was a good ding-dong. I think it was a good ventilation of it. And I think as far as the debates go, it was the one that was most entertaining.
OK, well, entertaining wasn't what we were aiming for. It was elucidation of views. But anyway, Daniel, on the face of it,
yeah,
the Red Sea poll in your paper today suggests that Catherine Connolly is not home and hosed, but she's certainly in pole position. Is that fair?
She's got a very strong lead, I think. And if you look at across the demographics, you know, she's polling ahead of Heather Humphreys consistently. What you would say, though, however, our poll was in the field. It straddled the Jim Gavin exit, like, so we were in, and so his name was on the text. So he came in at 12%. When you stripped out his vote, the gap is 39%.
Actually, sorry, foolishly didn't invite you to give us the actual results of the poll, which would be a good plan, wouldn't it?
Very quickly, headline figures. In the first preference vote, 36% to Catherine Connolly, 25% to Heather Humphreys, Jim Gavin at 12%, but a high level of don't knows or undecided is at 27%. Yeah. When you strip out Jim Gavin's vote, it's 39-31, with a 30% undecided. So there's still a lot to play for. Age demographic-wise, Catherine Connolly is much more popular amongst the younger group. Concern is that they may not come out to vote. Heather Humphreys is 2-1 stronger in amongst the elderly who tend to come out to vote. However, there is this curious factor. I think some of the papers are referring to it this morning, is the sort of mischief. Will people just simply vote for Jim Gavin for a bit of divilment and skew their vote? And whether or not will they use it to spoil their vote because they may not be overly impressed with the two candidates that are left in the race? What I would consider is that, you know, if you're Heather Humphreys, she has a lot of work to do. I think there's going to be and the clear signals we're getting is maybe a repeat of the Phil Hogan plea in 2011 to Fianna Fáil voters of lend us your vote to get over the line.
Will that work a second time?
It may not, because this is not a general election. And remember where the country was in 2011. It's a completely different circumstance.
Yeah, okay. Paul, I mean, one thing to take into account is if people do vote for Jim Gavin out of divilment, if he was to get to 12.5%, Fianna Fáil would be able to claim their election expenses, which would be a relief to Micheál Martin.
Yes, the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader was asked just exactly how much money has Fianna Fáil lost as a result of Jim Gavin's exit. This was at the Corja Fáil dinner in the Burlington last night, and he said he didn't know, but certainly the party would be very happy if he was to get that far. I think it's probably unlikely. We'll have to wait and see, obviously. I think turnout is going to be a massive factor. It is a bank holiday weekend. What happens if it's lashing rain and cold? Are people going to feel enthused enough to go out and do that? I don't know, but clearly what Fine Gael has to do now is it has to, one, get its own members out, and to try and as much as possible make themselves as appealing. You could hear Heather Humphreys continually talking, I'm the centrist, do you hear me, I'm the centrist, and that's what she's going to continue to do.
Daniel, the point you're making about young people and whether or not they come out to vote, I mean, a lot of people, I get the sense from talking to them that a lot of young people are very engaged on the basis of Gaza, and that on that basis they might be kind of more energised to come out and vote.
Without question, I think Catherine Connolly's appeal is her track record on the issues like neutrality, on issues like Gaza, the Middle East. But I thought it was very noticeable that Heather Humphreys, as you, Paul, said, she's far more combative today, taking her on her stance on various issues, the hiring of that person from Nairobi, etc. That in a bit to try and, I suppose, get something to stick to her, because in fairness, she has a very strong lead. She is, I suppose, very much setting herself up as an anti-government candidate. Yeah. I mean, and she has a long track record in the Dáil as an anti-government candidate. And even the issue around the triple lock, which I think you ended your debate on, I mean, she was very articulate, I thought. I mean, she puts forward a very credible case in relation to the retention of the triple lock. Obviously, Heather Humphreys and many government people have said the triple block doesn't work anymore if Russia has a veto. But I think this is like what we're seeing now is where the debate is going to go. It's going to become far testier and they're going to go at each other far more aggressively. But I also thought it was very interesting, and we had a hint of it in this morning's paper, you know, Heather Humphreys is portraying herself as, I will be able to lead trade missions. I am the voice of business in this country. This is a new departure for Fine Gael's strategy as well.
Okay, so, Paul, I'm not going to ask you to be Ivan Yates and advise Fine Gael on their strategy for the last 12 days till polling day. So, Catherine Connolly is in the lead, so in a sense, maybe just don't rock the boat too much, but Heather Humphreys has the ground to make up.
She does have the ground to make up, and I think she'd be pulling at threads. Take, for example, Catherine Connolly, in your interview, said that she'd sent an email in relation to Gar the clearance for the woman who was working for her in that Irish language committee. Well, where's the email? So there's going to be continuing pulling of threads at those types of issues, while at the same time she's going to appeal that she is the centre candidate. She is the person who those around the centre, not just Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, but maybe also some people in Labour and Social Democrats who feel that Catherine Connolly is a step too far. So that's going to be part, trying to broaden her base as widely as possible. That'll be the campaign, as well as Danny just said, she's going to be more combative in those other interviews that are still to come.
Okay, it's all to play for, and still 12 days till polling day. And as I said before, this day fortnight, we will know who the next president of Ireland is. But Daniel McConnell, Paul Cunningham, thanks indeed for joining us.